Harper Audio presents Darkest Mercy by Melissa Marr, narrated by Nick Landrum.
Prologue. Neil walked through the ruins of the tattoo shop. Shards of painted glass crunched under his boots. The floor was strewn with vials of ink, unopened needles, electrical apparatus he couldn't identify, and other things he'd rather not identify. The Dark King had known rage before, known grief. He'd felt helpless, felt unprepared, but he'd never before had all of those emotions converge on him at once. He paused and lifted one of the mangled bits of metal and wire from the floor. He turned it over in his hand. Only a year ago, a tattoo machine, maybe this one, had bound Eriel to the mortal who had brought the former Dark King and Neil together again after a millennium. Eriel was the constant, the one fairy that had been a part of Neil's life, for better and worse, for more than 1,000 years. Neil stabbed his bloodied hand with the broken tattoo machine. His own blood welled up and mingled with the drying blood on his hands. His blood. Eriel's blood is on my hands because I couldn't stop Bananach. Neil lifted the broken machine in his hand, but before he could stab himself a second time, a hound grabbed his wrist. No. The hound, Gabriel's mate, Chela, took the machine. The stretcher is here and... Is he awake? Mutely, Chela shook her head and led him toward the living room, where Eriel lay. He will heal, Neil said.